It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Before we get started, Ross Tucker, first of all, how you doing? Good to have you back.
I am doing fantastic. Good to be back. Yeah. Did I miss anything? I guess I missed the Ohio State conversation, but I didn't miss a game.
No, yeah, you missed the Ohio State conversation, but...
I have a funny feeling you haven't missed all the Ohio State conversation, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that might continue. Hey, before we get started, in partnership with GoPSURV.com, we at the Keystone Sports Network are offering a unique RV opportunity. It's the Keystone Sports Network RV. This special RV will get all the benefits of staying at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with some very special extras. A catered barbecue meal from 409 Tailgate Club, along with the famous 409 Tailgate Club gift box. Also included is two bottles of wine, with the blue and white wine gift box, a case of Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Beer. And to top it off, you get your very own Keystone Sports Network polo shirt and hat. To hear all about the Keystone Sports Network RV, just reach out to Jim Galante, our boss, directly via email at info@ksnsports.net. You can also use the Contact Us button on your KSN app. Okay, Ross, no football. We're going to talk Penn State recruiting. For this version of Tucker's Tape. Before we get started, I want to hit on a little bit about the 19 recruiting class. They've added two new members to this class during the season. We're going to have you break them down, Ross. It's been a topic and theme during the bye week was recruiting, how busy they were, who's next. First, a quick bit of news. Penn State, longtime PS priority target in the 2019 class, four-star cornerback Lewis Cine. He chose Georgia this past Wednesday over four other schools, including Penn State. The Nittany Lions already have five defensive backs in this class, so I think this was just an added bonus if they were to get him. They recruited him for a long time. He was a kid from Massachusetts, then moved to Texas for this year. But he chose Georgia. It seemed like Penn State was in the running, but he chose Georgia. So I think the running back or the defensive back position in this recruiting class in a limited version because it's a little bit smaller class is done. Okay, so with these two commitments, Ross, Penn State's up to number 11 nationally, is number 2 in the Big Ten behind, of course, Ohio State, and the average star rating is 8th in the country.
Oh, the Jimmy G. The Jimmy G.
I was wondering why you were looking at Jim.
That's
now
his favorite stat of all time.
So we got two guys to go over. They got a tight end and a cornerback. Which one do you want to start with, Ross? I'm going to let you pick.
I think we should start with the tight end because it's the most recent. Okay. It just happened.
All right. The tight end is Brenton Strange, 6'5", 210-pound four-star from Parkersburg High School in Parkersburg, West Virginia. He's the number 19-ranked tight end in the country, top 500 overall, number 3 in the state of West Virginia.
So it's interesting because Penn State, really, their tight end recruiting, they offered a couple kids in this class when they were like sophomores from Texas or whatever,
yeah,
and didn't get them. They elected not to offer a scholarship to a legacy recruit in Hayden Rucci from Lancaster who's going to Wisconsin. And then it's like, I'm trying to think who the names of the other guys, but it was, they had those two guys, and when they fell through, they didn't even offer any other tight ends for a while. Then there was a kid from Chicago they offered.
Right.
He ended up going somewhere else. I want to say like Florida. I want to say he was really good athlete.
Yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Then either. They offered another kid.
He came for
kid.
An official visit, too.
Yeah, then they offered another kid from Illinois who committed to Iowa. Then they offered this kid, Brenton Strange, who I guess was really good at camp for them. It's just very clear what they're looking for, I guess, at the tight end position. This kid, although other than maybe Freiermuth, you know, they basically are getting big wide receivers.
That's what I was.
I mean, don't you watch this kid? Go ahead.
Don't they want to just go back? Wouldn't you just pull Freiermuth aside and say, look, for the next 3 years while you're here, look at kids that you like, that you think play like you, and we'll just offer them? Because he's clearly, the tight end of the future at Penn State. Would you agree?
I would, but what's interesting about that is they're not. I mean, Brenton Strange is not Freiermuth. I mean, Brenton Strange.
And neither is Zach Kuntz.
And neither is Zach Kuntz. Brenton Strange is a big wide receiver at this point. He plays like, I mean, his video literally not a single play at tight end. I mean, he only plays receiver. Excellent route runner, really good hands. His run after the catch is probably his defining quality. They put him at times as like a wildcat quarterback, and he'll have like some nice jump cuts, some spin moves. Like it's a different world that guy's a tight end.
He's the next. They're now recruiting the lion position. That's what it is. He's a little like Tommy Stevens. They can put him under center. He can run a little bit. He's gonna fill out. I think he's the next lion at Penn State.
There's not a speck of evidence of him blocking a soul on his
Tommy
video.
Tommy Stevens does not. There's
one. I mean, it's a 6-minute video, and there's one play where the running back bounces outside, and Strange pushes the corner a little bit, and the running back goes. That was his block. That was the play he put on there. I will say this though. This is important. He showed very much a willingness to be physical on the defensive side of the ball. So there's some plays where he came in, knocked guys down, knocked quarterbacks back. So it's not like he doesn't embrace the physicality of the game. I think he does. I just think he's never really been asked to block. He has good speed, not elite speed. Like, I don't think he's as fast as that Chicago kid we were talking about. I don't think he is. He's not like Gesicki or Kuntz in terms of speed, but he might be better in terms of natural athleticism, you know, wiggle, hips, kind of route running, those type of things. He breaks on the ball. I mean, he had a couple pick sixes. He's an athlete. Like, he is an athlete, and he breaks on the ball very well, both sides of the ball. He's impressive. And he, you know, they didn't offer him until he went to camp. So that if they offer a kid at camp, that kid really performed well and has the goods. And it came down to reportedly Penn State and Ohio State for his services. So if Ohio State offered him, I mean, at this point, that's pretty much good enough for me that he's pretty good. And Penn State beat him. Now, if Alabama had been offered him, he would have gone there and everybody would get mad at me and say, oh, no, we beat him out, Alabama, sometimes. But if you want to beat Ohio State, you got to beat him on some recruits. And that's what they did here.
For the as a wide receiver, let me ask you one quick question about him that stood out to me was he didn't have like great after the catch speed, but his short range maneuverability and speed, like that short burst after the catch, was something that kept jumping out.
I think that's a good way to describe it. He has a good burst, but not elite long speed.
Right,
like he's not gonna have 30 plus yard touchdowns, I don't think.
Right.
Do you think they're almost to the point now where they're recruiting specific types of athletes? Like, this kid sounds to me, considering how deep they are at wideout, he sounds to me like he's a red zone threat.
Oh, definitely.
But I mean, I don't know how
he high points the ball.
I just don't know how he's going to get on the field if he's not going to be a blocking tight end with Freiermuth there. And you look at the wideouts that they have, like Daniel George, Justin Shorter, you know, KJ Hamler.
I think they think he can be a Gesicki type.
Okay.
And what about Kuntz? And I think they think that about Kuntz too.
I guess you just want to have backup plans.
I think with the way they run the offense, spreading out, so often the tight end's unattached. I think that they look at it like they'd rather have an athlete than a kid that's a blocker and might be able to make plays in the passing game.
All right, you're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single-game RV experience, GoPSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, we have one more recruit to get to, Ross. It's corner Joey Porter Jr., 6'2", 185-pound, four-star from North Allegheny High School in suburban Pittsburgh. He's the number 34-ranked corner in the country. He's inside the top 325 nationally. Some have him ranked at number one overall in the state. His dad is former Pittsburgh Steelers great and current Steelers linebacker coach Joey Porter.
I told you guys the Joey Porter story, right?
You did.
That was when
the Buffalo Joey Porter story. Yeah,
committed. Yeah,
long enough to kick your
butt. Mm-hmm. So He has great size. What is he listed at, like 6'2"?
6'2", 185.
Yeah, and LSU offered him, and I can see that because he reminds you of of those LSU
they
corners.
They love their long...
They love length
wingspan corners.
He's a good player. I'm actually surprised. I don't think he had offers from Alabama or Ohio State. I'm a little surprised by that. He has great size and length, equally adept in press man, which is when you're up in the guy's grill and you jam him. Off coverage, which is when you play off, but you're still man-to-man. You're just off and reading the guy. As well as zone. He's got a really, really good feel for the game. Like, he plays like a coach's kid. My guess is maybe they didn't think he was quite athletic enough or fast enough. I mean, he's a long strider, so maybe it's deceiving. But I think he's plenty fast enough. I think he is pretty good with his transition out of his back pedal. That's a big thing is like, okay, you're back pedaling and you see where the guy is going. How quick do you put that foot in the ground and then accelerate forward? I thought he looked pretty good there. Now, I will say this. There's almost no evidence on his video of him tackling.
I didn't see any. That's what I was going to say. I didn't see any tackling.
Now, he's a big kid. And let me just say, if his dad's Joey Porter, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on tackling. But I don't know. You never know. It's just bizarre to me. Like, let me tell you why I think Ohio State and Alabama didn't offer him. Because when they're going through as recruiting, they're checking boxes. And based on his video, you weren't able to check the tackling box. So if you can't check the tackling box, guess what? 6'2", 185, all that stuff. There's a lot of other 6'2", 185 kids. Patrick Surtain Jr. plays for Alabama. He's unbelievable. And he's like 210 and 6'3". So if you're not going to check that box, it was enough for LSU and Penn State to still offer him. It wasn't enough for Alabama and Ohio State because they got other kids that they were able to check the tackling box. So we'll see what Brenton Strange becomes as a blocker and what Joey Porter becomes as a tackler. Everything else for both those guys is there.
And they fit where Penn State, or the mold of what Penn State is recruiting, and that we've seen over the last two recruiting classes going forward. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around, though. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.